Typically, when people, or show dogs, take victory laps, it's in order to bask in the ovations of the gathered throngs. Victory tours, well, they fell out of fashion back in 1984 when the Jackson 5 reunited. But last week, following a legislative session that saw little by way of major improvements for the middle and lower classes, and a whole lot of backroom dealing to get tax breaks for corporations via their savvy lobbyists, Governor Rick Scott took a ride up and down the state of Florida. The message of his so-called victory tour was that he alone had secured $500 million for Florida families, that anyone in the state of Florida could now pursue the American dream. Of course, the optics of Scott's tour, as with the optics of most times the governor steps in front of a camera, were terrible. The man has forever failed to inspire confidence. But to claim that he was working to level the playing field for the working folks of the state while simultaneously refusing to expand Medicaid for the state's neediest, cutting the state's Bright Futures scholarship program in half for the students who need it the most, ignoring the income disparity between men and women, and effectively hanging $400 million of your budget on increased school district property taxes was to stare blankly into the election year abyss. Everyone knows that politicians are basically spackled together talking points and hubris. But if you're going to claim victory in the face of the people you're actively hurting, you are not worthy of re-election.